back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. Or you can text us at that same number. You know, Sam, I used to always, even though as much as I love the summer, I would always start getting nervous right around the end of June. You know why?
Why?
Because I would say, and even though June 21st is officially the first day of summer, I would start thinking, oh man, half the year is already gone, and June is one of our warmer months. It's already gone.
Wow, I didn't even think about that, Earl.
And I would always start saying, it got away from me, and I didn't take advantage of the fact that it's one of our warm months. I didn't take advantage of it enough.
Right? I'm not tan enough for it to be halfway done.
I just know that when you live in the kind of climate that we live in, you really can't afford to take for granted any week of warm weather.
Amen.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
You got to figure something, take advantage of it, make sure you're out in it and enjoying yourself. I think it's a cardinal sin when you live in a state like ours and it's 70, 80 degrees outside. And if you can help it, if you're in any physical condition or you don't have maladies that keep you from doing it, I don't understand why people aren't out, right? I know people who still stay in the house even when the weather's warm. And I would ask, why, do you know it's 75 degrees and the sun is shining outside and it's June and you're in the house? You know, and so, you know, I'm just speaking of me. I know there's probably no one else in the listening audience who thinks the way I think when it comes to that. But, man, June is almost over. Now, I mean, you know, we got July, August, September.
4th of July snuck up on us, I feel. Even Summerfest, I'm like, wait, that's this weekend? Oh, my gosh.
Well, yeah, they do sneak up on you. But it's because it's such a long period of hibernation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you really don't want to not take advantage of every minute of the summer and the warm weather. And so I let it get away, but I guarantee you I'm not going to let July get away. And I'm not going to be sitting back and doing what I've done too many times, wake up and, hey, what happened to the summer?
Mm-hmm. You and a lot of people,
yeah,
too.
You know, and you know, when you're working, you know, and you don't get a chance to get out and you got so many other things going. I tell you, I'm as busy in my life now as I ever was. And sometimes that's good, but sometimes it's not so good because you don't get a chance to stop and smell the roses. And it's great having an opportunity to be on the airwaves. I'm not unmindful of that. And I know that it's great to be able to talk to people and for people to think that there's something you have to say that has some value. There's something that's soothing to the ego about that. But the other side of that, the flip side of that is, you know, when you do this 5 days a week, the commitment that you have to make to it, and so sometimes makes it a little more difficult. And I guess people can say it about any job, but I don't see this as a job. And I never did, and I never will. It does take some time, but this is a privilege to be able to be on these airways and say and do the things that we get to do. And the fact that that somehow in all the things that people do, as busy as their lives are, that, you know, that they'll turn on the radio and listen to us. But I wanted to talk a little bit about the fact that I, you know, you spend time in parks, Sam?
Not as much recently, but there's some really nice ones around Waukesha and Milwaukee.
There are beautiful, beautiful parks. And I'm going to tell you one of the things I kind of miss the most. Sandy and I, last year, used to just get out and walk miles, right? We'd go downtown Milwaukee. We'd walk all over the river walks, everywhere. Beautiful day, Lake Park. We're out in the parks early, walking 8 miles, 10 miles a day, Sandy and I, and I really miss that, you know, having that time and opportunity early in the morning before the heat sets in.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes, you know, enjoying your life doesn't always cost money, right? I mean, we get to a point where we think that the only way to be able to enjoy your life is to have money and spend that money. We talked about State Fair. We talked about Summerfest. I think we're spoiled.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. Yeah, especially my generation. Yeah.
It's not just your generation. It's all of us. You know, because enjoy some of the simpler things in life. And people may say, well, what are you talking about, man? There's simpler things in life. You know, I don't fish, right? But I know people who do. You fish?
No, but my grandpa was a big fisher. My whole family.
Yeah, and so.
Very peaceful.
Yeah, and so there are people who just will take their fishing rod and go out. They don't have to be in a boat. They don't have to have a boat. And you know, I kind of envy people whose lives, and I don't want to use the term simplistic or simple, because I don't mean that in a negative sense.
Not at all.
But the fact that they can have found something that they love and enjoy that doesn't cost them an arm and a leg.
Right? It's hard. It's hard to find hobbies in general, let alone free ones. But it's important for your own sanity, your own health, like everything in life. Like you need one of my favorite ones recently is going to one of the beaches in Milwaukee and looking for sea glass along the shore and enjoying the lakefront and all of that. And, you know, I have a big collection now of satisfying sea glass.
So what's sea glass? I think I kind of know a little bit what that is.
Yeah, it's honestly the trash that people throw into the lake, and it over time the waves kind of make it smooth and nice and cloudy, and it's kind of pretty, and I make art with it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's one of the very few free activities I do enjoy.
Yeah. So over time, the waves and all of that will take off the edge
right,
of the glass
and smooth it out, so it's right. Not sharp or anything, and it's really pretty. And there's some different colors and all of that, like brown bottles and green and clear, all that good stuff.
You know, I should, and I'm sitting here thinking, I should go down to the lake. I guess I missed when it was really, really hot. But I guess it's warm enough down there now.
Oh, yeah. Dip a toe.
Well, I don't know about dipping toes. But, but I mean, just I do enjoy that. But I miss that, you know, doing those kinds of things. And it's because your life becomes so busy. But the other side of all of those things is, as my life has changed and, you know, I want to be the kind of person that stays active in my life, no matter, and barring, you know, some unforeseen medical issue and the evil consequences of time that overtake all of us, I'm going to stay active. I'm going to be a guy who's always going to have more on my plate than I don't have on my plate. And there's just something I think that kind of works in the spirit of a person to stay active and busy. And I've seen people who, I mean, I know guys who retired when I did, and we were very young when we retired. We retired, many of us, at 46, I mean, at 48 years old. And, you know, 30 years and out. You could start at 18, and you were retired from your job at 48. And I know I retired at about 50. So I've been retired 17 years and counting. And that's a young age to retire. But I haven't ever not been doing something in those years. And I don't ever see myself not being engaged or involved and active in these years that we have left. But I would say to anybody, listen, I didn't create it. I'm not the person who said it, but get up, move around if you can, and continue to do that until, you know, you can't do it anymore. Because there's going to come a point in time where we won't be able to do it anymore. We don't know when, but we know it will happen. That's what the life is. And so while you still got an opportunity to get up and move around, by all means, move around. Got to go to a break. And when we come back, we'll continue the conversation. You're tuned in to the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.